Your word would be a lamp unto our feet and a light to our path. Hide it in our heart that we may not sin against you, Lord. Amen. And just thinking today about just the word of the Lord to us. I was thinking about something Jeremiah, it's in the book of Jeremiah, and then he said the word Jeremiah, and it's in 15:16 of Jeremiah, and it says, "Your words were found, and I ate them. Your words for me became a joy and the delight of my heart, for I've been called by your name, O Lord of hosts." So the word of the Lord to us, you know, I'm talking about when he speaks a word, and he speaks a word to us, right? It's made to delight our heart, right? Not ever to condemn us. Okay, the pictures are not up. Oh, jeez. A couple of proverbs. A soothing tongue is the tree of life. A man has joy in an apt answer. How delightful is a timely word. There's one more in here. Pleasant words are pure. And one out of Proverbs 4. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your sight. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are life to those who find them, and health to all their whole body. Watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flows the springs of life. Okay? It's a few scriptures just about the word of the Lord, how it imparts life, right? It refreshes, gladdens the heart. Scripture says, like apples of gold and settings of silver is a word spoken in the right circumstance. And just think about that as a personal word to you when God speaks words to you. In the Song of Solomon, I'm going to be teaching in our Tuesday night Bible study. I had to lay it down for a while for some reasons there. And so the Lord has just been speaking to me lately about picking it back up and finishing it. And a really great, great scripture. The Lord's changed my life through the Song of Solomon more than any other book in the Bible, because it is just all about a life being transformed by intimate relationship with the lover of your soul, and how delighted he is in you, and how he speaks to you. And one verse in there says, you're altogether beautiful and there's no blemish in you, right? How God sees us. And we don't see ourselves that way. Just on and on again. And you see this, the transformation of this, the bride of Christ, which we are, just moving and finally saying, I'm yours and your desire is for me. Okay? But there's a lot of lot between those two. That's in 7:10, from 1:1 to 7:10, there's a lot that happens in between that, where she gets kind of used to it and gets kind of, you know, she's kind of a picture of a person being in bed and somebody knocking on the door and they're saying, oh, man, I don't feel like getting up, right? And when they finally get up and go, they're not there. It's talking about how we can get at ease and comfort. We all get that way, right? And how the Lord always stirring within us again, passion for him. When we were studying through the book of Joshua, I read this guy, and he said, and I really liked what he said. He said, you know, Satan's goal is to go after your passion. Because if he can take away or quench your passion for the Lord, he's won. He has victory, right? But what keeps our heart and what keeps our passion for the Lord is listening to his words, him speaking to us individually. And in the Song of Solomon 1, I love this. 1 verse 2, it says this. May he kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. For your love, this is the bride speaking, your love, bridegroom, for Jesus is better than wine. And wine represents in Song of Solomon just the best thing on earth. That you would kiss me with the kisses of your mouth, tenderize my heart by your word. And that's what it's designed to do. When God speaks a word to you, it is to tenderize your heart, right? And that's a prayer to pray. And I pray that prayer all the time. The Lord knows what I'm saying when I say, Lord, kiss me with the kisses of your mouth, speak a word to my heart, all right? Verse 4 there, draw me after you and let us run together, and the king has brought me into his chambers. You know, the chambers are just the different places of the heart of God where he, on our journey with him, he takes us into, right? There's always an entering in into the new chambers if that's what you desire. You can pitch a tent and just, or a chair and sit down in a chamber and just kind of stay there But I hope that you want to go into deeper chambers, right? Because that's His desire for you. And He does that by revelation, by speaking to you. And you want to hear more of it, right? Everyone is created and built to love to hear good things about you. When we are kids, what does a child's love more than anything else? Is praise, right? And you praise them, and they, oh yeah, well, watch this, you know? And they're always wanting you to watch them, because they're created that way. And that's just not a child thing. We should never grow out of that, because God created us that way. We should still love, and we do love to hear people say wonderful and good things about us, right? Nobody likes for people to say bad things about you, even though that is going to happen, okay? But when our Father speaks, He speaks to us. He speaks good things to us. He speaks to us about us. 95% of my time with the Lord is Him speaking to me about me, right? Listening to His Word. Listen to His promises. I've got a journal just slap full of just from this year, just promises of God over and over and over. He never gets tired of giving me His promises. So it says in Song of Solomon chapter 2, I love this, and this is full of just types and analogies and allegories. And starts off with, I am the rose of Sharon. I'm the lily of the valleys. This is the bride speaking about herself, okay? Jesus is not the lily of the valley, you are, okay? That song kind of got a little twisted there, but it's still a good song, right? Jesus can be the lily of the valley, but actually the way it's written, you are. Like a lily among thorns, so is my darling. This is the Lord speaking among the maidens. Verse 3. Like an apple tree among the trees of the forest, so is my beloved among the young men. This is the bride speaking about us. The believer speaking about Jesus. In His shade, I took great delight and I sat down. And His fruit was sweet to my taste. The fruit there is His word, His commandments to me. His word to me were sweet. Like sitting under a shade tree, it's cool. And then just think of the best fruit that you like. For me, that would be a peach, right? To me, nothing's better than a just good ripe peach. That's my favorite fruit. And actually, that word here is kind of apricot. That's similar. But when I think of this, I think of the Lord giving me like a peach, you know, representing His word. So I sat down, I'm resting in His presence. He's taking His word. He's speaking it to me. And it says this. This is in His presence. This is where He brings us. This is being in Christ. He has brought me to His banqueting hall, or hall of grace. That's what that literally says. His banner over me is His love. So meaning He speaks His love to me, right? He doesn't speak to me correction and harsh. I'll show you that in a minute. And it says this. Sustain me with raisin cakes. Refresh me with apples, with fruit, because I am lovesick. Sustain us, and we are sustained and refreshed in our walk with Him, right? By His word, by the kisses of His mouth, by His word to us, okay? That's what sustains us. That's what refreshes us, right? Keeps me always going back after more. If I go a couple of days, and I can start feeling it. I can quickly get just kooky in my thinking, right? Just goofy and way out there, and full of, self-rejection, all the condemnation stuff. So I'm constantly having to go back, sitting under that shade. That's just a picture of just getting in His presence. That happens every time we're there, right? Every time you pray, you spend time with the Lord. We've heard that a ton around here, that you are in the heavenlies. You're in the throne room before God. And your Father takes His word that's fashioned just for you, speaks it right into your heart. You're refreshed again. You're sustained. In Song of Solomon 5, says this. This is one of my favorite verses in all of Scripture. 5:16. Starts in verse 10, and the believer just kind of describing what Jesus is like to them, right? After a lot of conversation going on, what Jesus is like to them. And this is the very last, and I love this. Think about this. His mouth is full of sweetness. He is holy, like full, wholly, holy, desirable. This is my beloved. This is my friend. His mouth is full of sweetness. He's wholly desirable, right? So it's just full of speaking sweetness and kindness to me, right? That's what's so important in our union with Him, that what comes out of our mouth should be just drenched in kindness. Proverbs talks about that all over the place. It says, bind kindness around your neck, right? Speak kindness. Because that's what God, that's how God speaks to us, right? Even if the Lord has speaking a word to me of correction, just the way he does it is just amazing. At the end of that conversation, you're so ready to give that up and receive, you know, that you just want him to speak more. You know, what else, Lord? What else can you tell me? What else can I exchange to you? So that's how you know whether it's God speaking to you or not. That's how you can kind of filter out, and through all of our walks, we're filtering, right? Figuring out, is this God really speaking to me? Is this my own thoughts? Because they all sound so much alike, right? Even the voice of the enemy sounds a lot like God's voice. But we've learned to discern that because his words are always accusing, always condemning, and always there to bring you down, right? If you ever notice that, if you ever listen to him, you start spiraling down, right? But when you listen to the words of God, guess what? You go the other way. You start spiraling up. This is another thing that it just says about him. Again, this is the believer speaking of Jesus. Because your mouth or your speech is like the best wine. Again, wine being the most precious thing on the earth. Your speech to me, Lord, is the most precious thing to me. It goes down smoothly, flowing gently through the lips of those who have fallen asleep, right? And again, we ain't got time to get into it, but it's like it wakes me up from my sleep, right? It says that even in verse 8, that beneath the apple tree I awakened you. There my mother was in labor with you, and grace gave birth to us. So another thing here, it talks about what the word of the Lord does to me. It's the best thing to me, but it can also awaken me out of my sleep. When I get, you know, like when Jesus was praying, he looks over there and all the disciples had just fallen asleep, you know. It's easy to do that. Our flesh, our fallen humanity is, you know, our flesh is weak. Our soul is willing, our flesh is weak, right? And when we're lured to sleep by distractions around us, the word of the Lord awakens us. It awakens my spirit. It's calling me forth again. That's happened so many times, y'all, I can't even count it, right? How his word is like that. So the word of the Lord to us, you know, especially in this time, I've found in times of just like we're going through in our country, like we've never gone before, the word of the Lord to you is very near, right? It's important to listen to him and what he's saying in these times, right? Because it'll refresh you, it'll sustain you, it will awaken you, right? You'll come to life. Amen? That's our food.